of the Pentecostes, with the commemoration of all the Benedictine saints. You can take a seat. The epistle is taken from St. Paul to the Philippians. Brethren, be ye followers of me, and observe them who walk, so as you have our model. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose sin is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame. Who mine earthly things by our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will reform the body of our lowness, made like to the body of his glory, according to the operation whereby also he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and most desired, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved, I beg Evodia, and I beseech Syntyche to be of one mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, my sincere companion, help those women who have labored with me in the gospel with Clement and the rest of my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Hoy es el 23º domingo después de Pentecostés. La epístola está tomada del apóstol San Pablo a los filipenses, hermanos. Sed imitadores míos y poned los ojos en aquellos que andan siguiendo el modelo que nosotros tenéis. Porque muchos andan por ahí, como os lo he dicho repetidas veces, y aún ahora lo digo con lágrimas, que se portan como enemigos de la cruz de Cristo. El paradero de estos tales es la perdición, puesto que su Dios es el vientre y que hacen gala de lo que es su desodoro y confusión, aferrados a las cosas terrenas. Pero nosotros vivimos ya como ciudadanos del cielo, de donde asimismo estamos aguardando al Salvador Jesucristo, Señor nuestro, el cual transformará nuestro vil cuerpo y lo hará conforme al suyo glorioso, con la misma virtud eficaz con que puede también sujetar a su imperio todas las cosas. Por tanto, hermanos míos carísimos y amabilísimos, que sois mi gozo y mi corona, perseverad así firmes en el Señor, carísimos. Yo ruego a Evodia y súplico a Sintique que tenga unos mismos sentimientos en el Señor. También te pido a ti, oh fiel compañero, que asistas a estas que conmigo han trabajado en el Evangelio, con Clemente y los demás coadyutores míos, cuyos nombres están en el libro de la vida. But we stand to hear the most holy gospel taken from St. Matthew. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, behold, a certain ruler came up and adored him, saying, Lord, my daughter is even now dead, but come, lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus, rising up, followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who was troubled with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I shall touch only his garment, I shall be healed. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, be of good heart, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus was come into the house of the ruler, and saw the minstrels, the multitude making a tumult, he said, give place, for the girl is not dead, but asleep. And they laughed him to scorn. And when the multitude was put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the famed heroes went abroad into all the country. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo estaba Jesús hablando a las turbas. Cuando llegó un hombre principal o, fiel, o jefe de sinagoga y adorándole, le dijo: Señor, una hija mía está a punto de morir, pero ven, impón tu mano sobre ella y vivirá. Levantándose Jesús, le iba siguiendo con sus discípulos. Cuando veo aquí que una mujer que hacía ya 12 años que padecía un flujo de sangre, vino por detrás y tocó la borda de su manto, porque decía ella entre sí: con que pueda solamente tocar su vestido, me veré curada. Mas volviéndose Jesús y mirándola dijo: hija, ten confianza, tu fe te ha curado. En efecto, desde aquel punto quedó curada la mujer. Venido Jesús a la casa de aquel hombre principal y viendo a los tañedores de flautas o música fúnebre y el alboroto de la gente, decía: retiraos, pues no está muerta la niña, sino que dormida. Y hacían burla de él. Mas echada fuera la gente entró y la tomó de la mano y la niña se levantó. Y divulgóse el suceso por todo aquel país. Esto es el Santo Evangelio. Del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo. ¿Sí? Pueden tomar asiento.
Cante gasitos.
Señor, brothers, sisters, brothers, oblates. Hermanos, hermanos, hermanas, oblatos. So today we have the great feast of all Benedictine saints. Hoy estamos celebrando la gran fiesta de todos los santos benedictinos. So it's a great occasion to remind us some principles of encouragement for our Benedictine family. So es una gran fiesta, una gran celebridad el día de hoy. Te vamos a decir algunas palabras para animar y decir algunos principios importantes a nuestros amigos oblatos, todos los oblatos y familia benedictina. So the point I want you think wants to explain is the great motto of the Benedictine, which is Ora et Labora. El motto que quiero explicar el día de hoy, benedictino, es el motto que es una de las banderas que nos identifican a nosotros, que es el Ora et Labora, o rezar, rezar y orar. So this is important to explain for our friends to understand better our mission, our vocation. So first, the Ora. So we pray, our vocation is to focus completely, absolutely on our Lord, to be at his side, in silence, hearing him, contemplating him, ready to do his will. But especially, this prayer is the environment that religious and also Catholics must have every moment. Like fish in the water. So prayer is supposed to be the source of everything else, but should be the environment, the habitual state of soul for any one of us, especially religious, but everybody else, also Catholics. So primero vamos a explicar lo que es el ora, el rezar, que es la misión esencial del benedictino. Uno está en actitud de orar constantemente, porque lo que uno quiere es estar con Dios, estar al servicio de Dios, amar a Dios, escucharlo, estar a su servicio en obediencia, estar listo para hacer lo que quiera, pero sobre todo contemplándolo, viéndolo, y estar unidos a Él con la oración y con la voluntad. So basically, by prayer, we are united in mind and will. And everything flows from this principle, dear sisters, our oblates. Todo lo demás fluye de este principio. Que hay que estar unidos con Dios constantemente para que una vez que uno está en su presencia, uno pueda hacer su voluntad. Pueda actuar así como Dios quiere que actuemos. From this depends the fruits, charity. Charity, which is overflows upon our neighbor, upon our works and bearing fruits. De esta unión con Dios es lo que depende que podamos dar frutos de caridad hacia el prójimo. So this is important just to remember. Why? Because In this world, Catholics, traditionalists, are looking for answers, ways of doing things in order to save their souls. And we cannot miss the essential point, which is prayer. If we are not praying, we are not in a prayerful state, and we are not in the presence of God in a habitual manner, we will fall in a human spirit, when we will fall in prey of this world, this corrupted world, and be taken by this tsunami of apostasy. Entonces es importante decir esto, ¿por qué? Porque los católicos, los tradicionalistas, están siempre preguntándose mucho qué hacer para salvarse en estos momentos tan difíciles. Buscan en vano por muchos medios, siendo que pierden de vista lo esencial, que es la oración. Tanto así que dice San Alfonso que el que reza se salve, que no reza se condena. O sea, de la oración fluye lo demás. So from prayer flows grace and God's help and God's support of our life. De la oración fluye la gracia, la ayuda, el soporte, todo lo que Dios nos va a dar, nos quiere dar en esta vida. So this is why the Ora Labora de los Benedictinos, los Benedictines, el Ora Labora de nuestro motto, means that we must be men, women of prayer. Significa que tenemos que ser hombres y mujeres de oración. So, this is the signs of the saints. This is called the signs of the saints. In this case, the Benedictine saints. What makes a Benedictine saint is precisely this prayerful activity without ceasing, which goes through eternity after this life. So, lo que hace un santo, es la ciencia de los santos, es precisamente eso. Estar en oración constante y no cesar de orar hasta la eternidad. Que es lo que vas a hacer en el cielo. Estar alabando y adorando y rezándole a Dios. Exactly what we're going to do in eternity. So I think this essential point is being missed. It sounds very simple, but it's very important to remind our oblates, our family. Because if we are not in a prayerful mode, we are like fish out of the water. Parece muy simple, muy sencillo, pero es lo esencial que estamos perdiendo. Porque si no rezamos como debemos, de manera habitual, estaremos como pescados fuera del agua. Nos vamos a morir. We will die. It's the life of the soul, prayer. It's the life of the soul. La oración es la vida del alma. So this is why our Holy Father Saint Benedict surrounds all the life around prayer. Por eso nuestro Padre San Benito todo lo hace, todo lo regula alrededor de la oración. So the labora, so the labora is the work, is our human nature on earth, who has to manifest by fruits this prayerful state of soul that we are supposed to have. So because we are on earth, we are not in heaven. So the labora means that this prayerful state of soul must permeate and manifest itself in all that we do on earth, being the activities of the convent, being the charitable work, apostolate, which is mainly the guest and the teaching by the example and praying for souls and placing the example, but being ready to serve the neighbor any moment. It's an apostolate we have to flow from prayer. Entonces, de la oración fluye precisamente todo lo demás en un monasterio, en un convento, que es la caridad fraternal, atender a los huéspedes, atender a las necesidades, a lo que vaya surgiendo, sobre todo la Santa Regla, las actividades propias de un convento, de un monasterio. Is it sterile if we don't have this prayerful life? Se hace estéril nuestro apostolado externo, cualquier cosa que sea, si no hay oración constante, si no hay espíritu de oración. So this is why it's very sacred for us to understand the hora and labora, because nowadays the Catholics are very concerned, yes, how to manage, how to be safe. But we have to go back to the roots, which is Saint Benedict. It was the great undertaking of our Holy Father Saint Benedict is precisely that: to go to the roots, to the essence of what is to be a Catholic, and to develop it in a complete, perfect manner in a religious community, so as to develop this prayerful environment, so as to bear fruits. So, esto es lo que es esencial a los católicos que se está perdiendo, que es lo que nuestro Santo Padre Benito, en su Santa Regla, hace y desarrolla con la ayuda del Espíritu Santo de manera perfecta, que es hacer crear un ambiente perfecto para que el alma de los religiosos esté en una oración constante, y poder unirse con Dios de manera más perfecta y dar frutos. Y de ahí dar frutos de vida, para la vida eterna y de caridad. So therefore we have to focus, dear sisters, in the prayer completely. So remember, prayer is to be united with God. Mind, soul, body, to be consecrated to Him, to be at His service. Loving and knowing Him by His service or His will. So, and our Holy Father wants us this to be done every moment, through obedience, through the embracing of the cross and His divine providence upon us, but in an absolute manner, in a complete absolute manner, not lefting to our own will. Nothing left, but it's a perfect sacrifice of ourselves in the service of God. This is our prayer. We become religion whatever we do. So we are religious, means our Holy Father and the Church wants us to convert in religion, the virtue of religion, whatever we do. So it means it's a praise, it's an act of adoration and praise to God, our daily activities. So it's a prayer. So we must be in prayer the whole time by having this spirit. So nuestro Santo Padre Benito nos enseña que la oración precisamente está unida a Dios en la voluntad, en la inteligencia, en el servicio. Entonces todo lo que se hace en un monasterio, en un convento, se convierte en oración, en un acto de religión. Un acto de religión es que todo lo que se hace por adoración, por respeto, por alabanza y en servicio de Dios. Todo, absolutamente todo. Hasta el sufrimiento o lo que nos pasa en un convento, en un monasterio. So it sounds very simple, very easy, but no, we don't do it. Why? Because the foundation of this prayer life is faith, hope and charity. Parece fácil, pero no lo hacemos. ¿Por qué? Porque el fundamento de la oración es la fe, la esperanza y la caridad. Y no la tenemos. We don't have this faith, hope and charity. That is the problem. And we don't have it because we don't have these dispositions by which we acquire it. We acquire the grace of prayer by having the dispositions. Adquirimos esta gracia de la oración siempre y cuando tengamos las disposiciones suficientes. Y dijo, our Holy Father emphasized the dispositions to have it in order to receive the grace of prayer and be a fish in the water in a convent, in a monastery. we have repeated many times, but we repeat for our families and friends and benefactors, which is these positions, essentially these positions are humility, fraternal charity, obedience and silence. So le repetimos a nuestros oblatos, a nuestros amigos, estas disposiciones necesarias para poder recibir esas gracias de Dios, de poder incrementar la fe, la esperanza, la caridad y por lo tanto la oración. Esas disposiciones básicas, que es nuestro trabajo, disponernos y trabajar en ello, es la humildad, la caridad fraternal, la obediencia y el silencio. So this is the point which many Catholics traditionalists are missing. They think that prayer, just by being done a prayer by itself, is going to be enough. It's wrong. Because prayer can be sterile, will be fruitless if we don't have the dispositions. Because God doesn't give His grace, but only to those who have the dispositions. Because prayer is a grace. It's a supernatural activity of union with God. So it's impossible to be united with God if we don't have those dispositions. Por eso es imposible unirse con Dios y tener el espíritu de oración si no tiene esas disposiciones. Porque orar es unirse con Dios. Y si no tiene esas disposiciones en la unión con Dios, Dios nos rechaza en lugar de unirnos a Él. God reject us instead of united us to Him. Y we don't have those dispositions. So traditionalists are looking for grace, yes, for help, yes, it's very good. But they are not disposing themselves, this is the problem. To have this gift of prayer, gift of increasing constantly in faith, hope, and charity. So this is the work that we have to do. This is why, instead of focusing in looking for more sacraments, we should focus rather in deepen our humility, penance, spirit of poverty, of obedience, and silence, of ascetical work in our souls, in order to be able to fructify the grace that God wants to give us now. So it's not a question of quantity, but it's a question of quality. Yes. It's why in the resistance movement we are, if we are faithful, doesn't matter the amount of masses that we have, because God is going to fulfill His promise that together with the cross, He's going to give us the grace that we need to bear the cross. So this cross is not having mass, not having priests, not having encouragement or enough sacraments or sacramental graces. God is going to supply that lack of quantity by His power, His goodness, provided that we have the dispositions to receive them. So Catholics, traditional Catholics, instead of focusing in the quality of their prayer, they focus in the quantity of the prayers, of sacraments. So los católicos, en lugar de enfocarse en la calidad de la disposición para poder recibir la gracia que Dios nos quiere dar, aunque sea muy de vez en cuando, se enfocan en buscar la cantidad de sacerdotes, de sacramentos, de ayudas, de oraciones, de novenas, sin tener las disposiciones para que esa gracia de la oración venga a nosotros y Dios nos dé la fuerza que necesitamos para perseverar. It's a fact, it's why a convent is so important. Because if you notice in the convent, we focus in quality and not in quantity. So the great effort of this convent, this monastery, is precisely to focus in giving everything to our Lord. So we pursue perfection through the Holy Rule, so quality, and we could try to do it perfectly even if we are miserable sinners. But instead of perfection in which we are placed, by itself, if we are faithful, give us the dispositions to be a person of prayer, and therefore bear fruits for our families and the whole world. So, por eso es que está importante un convento y un monasterio, porque San Benito pone todas las condiciones necesarias para poder uno tener esa gracia de la oración al darlo todo a Dios y renunciar al mundo, y poder dar frutos de gracia para el mundo. So, the grace depends precisely from this spirit of focusing in the quality we want to give to God in order to win the grace necessary for our salvation and the salvation of our families. This is the Benedictine spirit, prayer. Dear sisters, this is what we have to ask today to our Benedictine fathers, 57,000 saints in the martyrology, 40 saints by year average, plenty fruits, because our Holy Father put on the Holy Rule the essence and the undertaking we have to do is, which is dispose ourselves through the religious life to receive all these graces in order to share these graces for our families and the whole world in an absolute manner, without reserving for ourselves nothing. Entonces, la vida religiosa. Crear las disposiciones adecuadas para dar los frutos para que se salven la mayor cantidad de personas en el mundo. Es la importancia de un convento. This is why we insist to our benefactors and families and the resistance. The most essential now is to be religious, if we don't have vocation, at least to imitate the religious, and to focus in the essential, which is the life of prayer, through disposing ourselves, following this rule, the spirit of the rule, the holy rule, in order to bear these fruits, to win these graces, to bear those fruits that we need to bear. God wants to bear fruits through us, in us, and he wants to give us those graces, but we have to dispose ourselves. This is why Catholics, traditional Catholics, instead of worrying too much about the crisis, they should worry more in doing penance and being and practicing humility and doing good works in order to win the graces necessary graces to save their souls. They are not focusing in penance, in ascetical work, in humility. On the contrary, they are taken by the world, by the loss of time and the vanities of this world. On the contrary, o sea, muchos católicos están más bien enfocados en las vanidades del mundo, en lo que ofrece la ciencia, en lo que ofrece el mundo, pensando que la santificación depende de lo poco que hacen y que lo tengan disponible, sin disponerse a recibir o a dar frutos. Recibir gracias y dar frutos con esas gracias. This is precisely our mission, dear sisters, to remind by our life to our families and benefactors what is the essence of our salvation, which is the sanctification, to focus on our sanctification. Sanctification came from sacrification. If we are sacrificed together with our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary, we are able to sanctify ourselves and the rest of the world. Entonces eso es el programa. Uno se santifica porque se sacrifica. En la medida que nos sacrifiquemos con Cristo y con la Virgen Santísima, podremos santificarnos para poder, una vez santificados, santificar a los demás y poder ayudar a los demás a salvarse. So we pray today to the all the Benedictine saints to give us this spirit, to give us this, to remind us of this reality, and not to miss the point. Because if we are not prayerful, see, sister, if we don't have the habit of prayer, to converting in prayer everything, we will not be able to be here or to persevere here. Por eso le estamos recordando a las hermanas que si uno no tiene ese espíritu de oración, uno no va a poder perseverar en nada, especialmente en este momento tan crítico. Que Dios nos ayude, la Virgen Santísima, en la soledad, en el Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.